Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This isn't the watching you song, is it?
It's Buddy's watching you.
Yeah, it's an original. They didn't even just try to steal it.
To God bless his soul, Reggie White, the Minister of Defense. But I sack him and I help him up and say, God bless you? Oh, wow.
Yeah, they must have commissioned some hack to write that. Listen, overnight, right?
When you think about it, though, and you're old enough to remember, raps were more nursery rhyme type of raps back then.
Absolutely.
Like the
86, yep.
Yeah, like the songs, the rap songs were more nursery rhyme type of rap songs. They were simple.
Very simple.
That you could follow along with.
They needed to rhyme. That was the template.
Yeah. So, yeah, as you hear that.
I love it.
I think about that when I'm playing some Run DMC or something like that.
Oh, that's
all, you know, even like the old Run DMC, Walk This Way album.
Well, you're right. And anytime the like Grandmaster Flash or whatever, even though you look at them and you're like, wow, they're the originators, you can't listen to that today and be like, it's good.
Right, you listen to it.
It's no good.
You're like, what the hell are we listening to?
What's the video that had, is it, who is it that's from Trenton? Because they have that Trenton Bridge in the video.
Sugar Hill Gang? No? Sugar Hill Gang was New York.
They were from Trenton.
I don't know.
Trenton makes the world takes.
Right.
Is what it says.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like, yeah, right.
I can't remember, though.
Not anymore. All right, let's go to Tweets and Texts. Tweets and Texts brought to you by Hauser. Home buyers trust Hauser's pressure-free salary realtors, while home sellers save half the cost with their full-service listing agents. Check out Hauser's raving reviews. H-O-U-W-Z-E-R. You're buying or you're selling, Hauser. What do you got? Tweets and Texts. Oh, we got some Freddie Galvis love right off the bat here. From Can Such Things Be, Galvis played hard and played defense. Worth trashed the city and the fans on his way out.
No, he didn't. That's a lie.
It is a lie. You're correct.
Wait, what do you mean trash the city? See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of times fans take... I don't even know where that would come from. Jason Worth's a grumpy dude. He's not the most agreeable person. Mm. He was a great player. He took $128 million because the Phillies' offer was about a fourth of that. So if you want to make up reasons why you hate Jason Worth, Ike, then do it.
Yeah, you know, the fans, that came out of nowhere to me. I know that final year. You know,
he rubbed me the wrong way a little
bit. Yeah, but they tried to offer him like $70 million or something like that, and he didn't sign that in the middle of the season. Listen, he was smart. He had a $126 million deal in the offseason. And the Phillies were never going to pay him that type of money with those other guys there. He did what he needed to do as a smart businessman. I remember the next year when they went down there, he got injured out there in right field.
He broke his thumb.
And they thought the fans, they were cheering.
They were.
But you know,
I was there.
So, you know. But I'm with you. I've never understood the whole Jason Worth hate.
No, you know why? They regressed when he left. Now, the Phillies couldn't afford to sign everybody.
They couldn't afford him. Yeah, they couldn't.
That's the guy they should have resigned, but it wasn't going to happen. He wasn't drafted by the team. I get all that. But he hated losing. He hated losing, and they missed that after he left.
You needed him, yeah.
Yep, you did. On our poll from Mark Capazio, this photo is like picking between your kids. I believe both will be Hall of Famers and all-time athletes in Philly. It's more which sport is your top sport. Mine is football, but I can't pick one over the other. Same if you added Bernie or Dr. J.
Here's what I love when people tell you is like picking like picking between your kids. You know and I know.
You got favorites.
You got favorites.
You just can't say it.
You can't. I got to keep it to myself. Got to keep it to myself. I got three of them. And there's a pecking order that I and only I will ever know. But don't stop this nonsense about it. It's like picking one of your kids. Yeah, you know there's one kid that gets on your nerves, and then there's the kid that does everything you tell him to do.
Well, like,
you love them all.
Of course.
But it's still one that gives you a damn headache.
But do you, does it kind of go in between, like for instance right now, my oldest is, she's become a major, like, she's still my firstborn, and I love her, but she also has changed to where she's a diva already at 2.5.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
And my little girl that just turned one loves me, and she's such a good baby.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, now I'm looking at her like, that's my good child right there.
Yes, and I can't go into further detail because I know my wife is listening because she's already texted me about the whole Jan Brady, Carol Brady thing. I'm going to slow my roll.
Yes.
Said, slow down with the Brady Bunch talk.
What else you got, Jack?
Scott heard that Gabe is doing an interview with a local high school kids podcast, but nothing on the WIPF news show.
You know, listen.
Hold on, that kid was in high school?
No. Oh. He was making a joke. But I could see Gabe going, doing a solid and doing a podcast with an aspiring broadcaster in high school.
Yeah, I think Gabe does his show with Angelo, was it every Wednesday?
Yes.
And I think Gabe feels like, that's about all I'm giving you all.
No, and believe me, totally understandable, and I get it. He does something every week. But here's what I'm saying. My prediction, he will be on with the Marks and Reese show before the end of August. We will get him in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
We will. I'm keeping it positive because Gabe keeps it positive. We will get him. And I already told Cindy Webster, get him on the show.
Yeah.
Get him on the show. We'll get him.
My prediction, we'll get him at spring training next year when we
all
go
right
down there.
That's fine.
That's not fine.
No, that's fine because then the Phillies won't exist for me in September. All right, it'll be like, the Phillies play. Are they still, season's still on? Nah. What do you got, Jack?
Or come on the iHopes podcast. Either one. That sounds good to me.
Sure.
For some other awards here. This started from the bottom award given to the players that were here and dead in the water last year and came out of nowhere to reemerge as a piece of the future potentially. It goes to Michael Franco and Vince Velasquez. That is from Will Clothier.
Wow.
Oh.
Michael Franco walks away with an award today. I'm surprised at that. A lot of Franco haters. I'm not going to be the guy that pats himself on the back. I'm not going to do that.
Are you the guy?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that right now.
I think Fritz was a pro.
You're Franco guy Fritzy?
Too.
Okay.
I was. I got off the bandwagon a little bit, but I'm back on now.
Well, here's the thing, Fritzy. I didn't get off the bandwagon. I just stopped talking about him.
Right. that's a smart move. I'll say this about Velasquez.
I've always liked him, yes.
I'm mildly surprised with how that he's done this year.
Yeah.
He's been relatively healthy.
Yep.
He's performed pretty well. He's still too many pitches or whatever, but he's looked pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
surprised.
Been serviceable out there. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that.
All right. What else, Jack?
The Meatball Award, sponsored by Glenn Macnell's Meatball Madness, for the player who throws the most meatballs, goes to Adam Morgan.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he should be the designated for assignment
award.
Coming.
I didn't see that coming. That's a good award right there, the Meatball Award.
He sucks. I can't stand Morgan. I really can't. He does get on a roll, though. I will say this. There's a chance in the second half that he could get it going, but right now, when him or Tommy Hunter come into the game, I'm ready to turn the channel and not watch it and just play along on Twitter. Anything else, Jack?
Yeah, last one from Mike Sadler. Dodgeball is hysterical, also a great movie. You should be ashamed of yourself, John Marks.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't know what to tell you. Terrible, 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 terrible. Not funny. And It wasn't funny. I'm in the minority. 80% on Twitter say that it was funny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.